cautionary crawler at the bottom of your screen, after some amazing feat of derring do or plain insanity, has culminated in a wildly successful outcome. Do not try this at home. This could be the mantra of the Mrs. whenever I attempt some do-it-your-damn-self project that probably should be left to professional stuntmen, or certified electricians and plumbers. Okay, I admit to nearly burning down the glass shack a few years back. Could have happened to anybody, really. Or at least those who were brave enough to stand on a rubber truck tire and ground a 60-amp breaker without being knocked unconscious clear across the lawn. Or the electrical issue up at the rental house next door, something to do with wiring hots to coals or neutrals to partisans, never did figure it out, but next morning the wire nuts were melted and scorch marks indicated another lucky break for Mr. DIY. So, when she wanted a new shower installed, maybe it made sense to hire it done by skilled tradesmen. To her it made sense. To me, I'm the yahoo who put the original one in when I built the house, and, just to be fair, to me, at least, let's acknowledge that I built the house. Did you build yours? Did she build ours? I think you see where I'm going with this. Yes, I decided to do it my own damn self. I'm not going to bore you with too many details of this project, other than to say right off the get-go, the drain for our old shower would not match any drain pan in the plumbing supply house's catalog. And since our drain is buried half a foot in concrete, moving the line would have required a jackhammer, and even then, well, maybe you see my dilemma. It took a day to dismantle the old shower, only breaking a couple of supply lines. The new shower pan had to be raised 6 inches on a platform to connect to the old drain. Again, I don't want to bore you with the esoterica of neo-angle glass door installations, but suffice it to say, the instructions were meant for professionals who needed no instructions, not me. Half a week later, a few glitches, a few reversals of fortune, many curses, and more than necessary alterations in plan, the new shower was installed. The woodworking surrounded it had been replaced with new varnished cedar, and once again Mr. DIY emerged scratched but victorious, until the leaks began to show up behind the new cedar baseboards. Something I ignored for a while, thinking maybe splash from the open door or, If you know plumbing like I know plumbing, you understand that the gods of these subterranean pipes are cruel and capricious. If you don't know that, you have no business messing with their turf. They will mess you up, amigo. They will break you. They will make you wish you had never been born. I wish that I'd never been born. Do you have any idea what it feels like to imagine a leak underneath the pan, probably in the drain connections, that will require dismantling the entire shower, the adjoining woodwork, and probably necessitate a new pan? Or worse. Of course you don't, because I can barely imagine it. The horror. The horror. Karen wants me to hire a pro, as if there were plumbers or bathroom remodelers waiting for my call. The ones I did call were too booked to even consider coming out. They have appointments deep into next year. So you know what this means, don't you? I'll be sure to let you know how this turns out the second time. Oh.